With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran rejecting direct negotiations with the U.S. That in response to a letter from President Trump over its rapidly advancing nuclear program. Today's remarks from President Massoud Pezeshkian offers the first official acknowledgement of how Iran responded to Mr. Trump's letter. President Trump reining in the nomination of his pick for U.S. ambassador to the U.N., despite the fact his nominee has done absolutely nothing wrong. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains why and how this situation developed.
There was no scandal, and Congresswoman Elise Stefanik's nomination was expected to easily win Senate confirmation. Her nomination was withdrawn because of math. Republicans barely have a majority in the House and need more breathing room to pass the president's agenda. So the White House decided to keep Stefanik in Congress, even though her nomination advanced out of committee. Donald Trump wrote on social media, "It's essential his party maintains every Republican seat." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the ground just keeps shaking in Southeast Asia.
The U.S. Geological Survey says a 5.1 magnitude earthquake hit near Myanmar's second largest city on Sunday. This marks the latest in a string of aftershocks following Friday's devastating tremor. People in the streets of Mandalay screamed as the aftershock hit. Friday's 7.7 magnitude quake hit near the city, bringing down many buildings and damaging other infrastructure.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. So far, nearly 1,700 confirmed dead, 3,500 have been injured, hundreds more missing. Adding to the problem for members of the search and rescue teams, daily temperatures been 104 to 108 degrees. This is SRN News. On Capitol Hill, House Republicans have introduced new pro-life legislation.
It's called the Let Pregnancy Centers Serve Act of 2025, and it's co-sponsored by several GOP lawmakers. The bill would, quote, prohibit federal, state, and local governments from discriminating against pregnancy care centers because of their life-affirming mission. The National Right to Life Committee welcomed the legislation, saying it will, quote, provide relief for the country's nearly 3,000 pregnancy centers that support women and their children. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Iowa cannot, for now, continue to enforce part of its book ban law. That's the ruling from a federal judge who temporarily blocked the part of the law that prohibits school libraries and classrooms having books that depict sex acts. Now, the law was first approved by Iowa's Republican-led legislature and GOP governor, but key parts were temporarily blocked before they became enforceable. This is SRN News. A leadership dispute leading Britain's Prince Harry to leave an African charity that he had co-founded earlier in memory of his mother.
He cites a breakdown in the relationship between members of the board and the chairwoman. The Duke of Sussex issued a statement along with Prince Seeso of Lesotho. They co-founded the Centre Barley charity in 2006. They say they quit with heavy hearts as patrons and support the trustees in their dispute with the chairwoman. The chairwoman has alleged misconduct at the charity. She hasn't named anyone.
That is correspondent Lizzie Knight reporting. At least a half of U.S. states now outlaw devices that can convert pistols into machine guns. Alabama and New Mexico, the latest to take a stand against the so-called Glock switches. Small parts can be attached to handguns that, in essence, make them fire much like a machine gun. More details at SRNnews.com.